but no one has yet found a case in which true world-class expertise was accomplished in less time. It seems that it takes the brain this long to assimilate all that it needs to know to achieve true mastery. This is true even of people we think of as prodigies. Mozart, for example, famously started writing music at 6. But, according to the psychologist Michael Howe in his book Genius Explained, by the standards of mature composers, Mozart's early works are not outstanding. The earliest pieces were probably written down by his father and perhaps improved in the process. Many of Wolfgang's childhood compositions, such as the first 7 of his concertos for piano and orchestra, are largely arrangements of works by other composers. Of those concertos that only contain music original to Mozart, the earliest that is now regarded as a masterwork, number 9, K-271, was not composed until he was 21. By that time, Mozart had already been composing concertos for 10 years. The music critic Harald Schoenberg goes further. Mozart, he argues, actually developed late, since he didn't produce his greatest work until he had been composing for over 20 years. To become a chess grandmaster also seems to take about 10 years. Only the legendary Bobby Fischer got to that elite level in less than that time. It took him 9 years. And what's 10 years? Well, it's roughly how long it takes to put in 10,000 hours of hard practice. 10,000 hours is the magic number of greatness. Here is the explanation for what was so puzzling about the rosters of the Czech and Canadian national sports teams. There was virtually no one on those teams born after September 1st, which doesn't seem to make any sense. You'd think that there should be a fair number of Czech hockey or soccer prodigies born late in the year who are so talented that they eventually make their way into the top tier as young adults. But to Erickson and those who argue against the primacy of talent, that isn't surprising at all.